Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to morning prayer. Shall we take a few moments to focus our attention on God's presence with us and to thank him for the gift of this new day? So as a community, over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at encounters with Jesus in Matthew. And today's reading is, not surprisingly, from Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. And that's on page 981 in the Chapel Bibles. Matthew 14, 22. The readings entitled Jesus Walks on the Water. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down, out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This morning, as we continue looking at encounters with Jesus, we come to a story that is probably very familiar to many of us. Jesus walking on the water and Peter stepping out of the boat. It's quite a strange story when you stop and think about it. The disciples are out on the lake. Jesus has sent them on ahead while he goes up the mountain to pray. The weather turns against them, and the boat is being battered by the waves. And then sometime in the early hours of the morning, they see someone coming towards them, walking on the water. It's not surprising that they were frightened. In fact, Matthew tells us that they are terrified and think that they're seeing a ghost. And then Jesus speaks to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." I think those words are at the heart of this story. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Jesus doesn't tell them that the storm isn't real. He doesn't tell them that the waves aren't dangerous. He doesn't say, "Don't worry, everything's going to be fine." Instead, he tells them something much more important. It is I am here. The storm is still there, the wind is still blowing, the waves are still crashing against the boat, but Jesus is there too. And perhaps that is something we need to remember. Being a follower of Jesus doesn't mean that we don't experience difficult things. It doesn't mean that we won't be frightened or uncertain, but it does mean that we won't face these things alone. And then Peter comes into the story. Peter sees Jesus and said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come." So Peter gets out of the boat. I think we should give Peter some credit here. We often focus on the fact that he begins to sink. But before that happened, Peter had enough faith to get out of the boat. He took Jesus at his word. He stepped into something that quite literally looked impossible. And for a moment, he was walking towards Jesus until he noticed the wind and the waves. His attention moved from Jesus to the circumstances around him, and he began to sink. Peter cries out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and catches him. I love that little word, immediately. Jesus doesn't leave Peter struggling in the water. He doesn't wait until Peter has demonstrated that his faith has improved. He doesn't say, "You should have thought about this before you got out of the boat." He simply reaches out his hand and catches him. We might think that a good Christian should always be confident, that we shouldn't be frightened, that we shouldn't question things, that somehow having doubts means that our faith isn't strong enough. But Peter reminds us that faith and doubt can exist alongside one another. Peter had enough faith to get out of the boat. He also had enough fear to start sinking. And Jesus was present in both moments. Perhaps the question for us this morning isn't simply, "Do I have enough faith?" Perhaps it's, "Where is Jesus in the middle of my storm?" Because he is there. He was there for the disciples in the boat. He was there for Peter when he stepped out, and he was there when Peter began to sink. Perhaps there are different storms going on in our lives at the moment. Some may be quite significant. Others may simply be the everyday pressures and uncertainties that we all carry. We might be worrying about the future. We might be facing a difficult decision. We might be dealing with a relationship that is complicated. We might simply feel tired or overwhelmed. And Jesus' words to us this morning, the same words he spoke to those frightened disciples. "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Shall we spend some time in prayer together, reflecting on this passage? And then after a few minutes, I'll end our time together by playing the song Oceans, which seemed very apt with this reading.
You called me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. Rise, my soul will rest in your hands.